Hello, everybody, and welcome to Death Door Prod's Musical Month. Today, let's watch South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. You get it? Like a penis.
You didn't sing it.
I don't sing. By the way, I'm your host, Dead Man. Joining us today, we have Bobiwan.
Hello.
And Nijigiti.
Hello.
So yeah, we have it paused at 3 seconds. This is just before the Paramount logo appears. It's like, you should hear black. You should see blackness, and then as soon as you hit play, the mountain starts fading in. So yeah, as always, we're watching this on VLC. You might be watching on something else, so keep that in mind. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Mountain.
Stars.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Music.
10. I lost count.
How many freaking stars do they have?
25. 17.
Now they have no stars, and it looks like it's all made of... I actually learned when I was looking at like the animation style behind this show, and when they, like, the first South Park style thing they ever did, they actually, like, all, it was all stop motion, like, they actually all just cut out, like, the individual things and then did all that, and that's just all done with computers.
Yeah, we had to do that in media arts class. It was a pain in the ass.
They peed. Well, it's got a power-up. I remember when I was a kid, I used to play a lot of, like, the South Park first-person shooter. And one of their special attacks, like, they had, like, upgraded versions of weapons. And one of them was, like, one of the weapons was a snowball. The upgraded version, we could pee in it. Bitch. 3 feet ain't nothing.
Yeah. You can walk through it.
Yeah. Aw. I bet you anything the temperatures are like -5. That is nothing.
And that's -5 Celsius, people.
Yes. Foreign film from Canada. Yeah, he's totally Jesus. It was great when they had like the little drums of that right there.
I love how that ginger cat in the background had black kittens.
Kenny! It's the first time we see him without his hood on. Well, kind of. Beer! Ominous. Just totally cool with it. Ah, hobos, before they were zombies. I'm just wondering, right there, do they actually write lyrics for him? Or do they just say, hey, mumble in, like mumble in tune to this song? Canadians! Bitch. The wild. What does Meshuggah mean?
I don't know.
Damn, I got some distance.
Why do they even invite Cartman along?
Because he's plot. Wild boars.
A little less taste in that now since he's actually dead.
Yeah. But it's just a weird thing with, like, Canadians in this movie and in South Park in general. Like, on the front of them, like, their heads aren't actually attached. Top half of their heads aren't attached to the bottom half. But on the back they are. Oh, fuck, Becca Streisand, I didn't notice that before. fuck, dude? I never noticed Mecha Streisand in the background before. Get it? I guess isn't even facing forward, he's just facing the camera. Oh god, I want the vodka.
But in their universe, isn't Terrence and Philip live action?
I don't know! Yeah, yeah. That's a fire. And the switch is flipped. He doesn't deny it. Yeah, that this would be like the greatest movie ever for like a 10-year-old. Greatest song in the movie. Even the dog looks Canadian. Who are those people kidding? They'd be all over this shit.
I like how in South Park, the ignorant television comes from America. Sorry, it comes from Canada, and America are the ones who are appalled.
Yeah. Racist! Yeah, but still, like, it's appalling and shit, but Canadians are still, you know, smarter than everyone else, and we're also much more talented, because have you ever tried to fart in tune like that? It's very difficult. Canada, bitches! Christ, a 3-hour movie?
Canada, bitches.
Move to Canada. Yeah, see? Americans can't fart for shit.
You know what I realized? I'm not sure if I'm right on that, but everyone has the buttons on the same side. So they're wearing women's coats or young ladies' coats. If I've got that right, because I'm wearing a button shirt right now. And that's what it looks like. They got it on the wrong side.
Look, everyone's like, oh my god, they can swear so well. Oh, Wendy. You fucking bitch. That is a great insult. And apparently she's Snow White. She can just summon wilderness creatures by living. Bit. Fucking. Beat him to death with his own skates. Beat him to death with his own skates. God, I want him dead.
Aren't they both dead?
Oh, Butters. No reason, just, hey, he's poor, fuck him. Oh god, Mr. Hat! It's been so long since he's been in the TV show. 10. Boom! See, right now we need the burn button.
I don't think we should soundboard during commentaries.
No reason, just... He's actually right! A megaphone! Oh, God! Craig! That's not his name.
Owl?
Yeah. It's motivational.
How is an owl motivational?
It's motivational because of motivation. It's great. They've actually, like, archived all of their curses. Experience.
What?
Remember, Carmen's mom has done everything.
Yeah. I mean, she had sex with the entire Denver Broncos. So Americans should love it. Hot food!
Shut up, Stan.
This song keeps playing over and over again in this movie. And everyone wants him to stop. Oh, Chef, I miss you. It's such a shame you died. TV. Oh, Chef.
Wow.
It's actually a real shame that he never sings his song in this movie. He never sings, like, I'm gonna make love to you, woman. Gonna lay you down by the fire. Never sings it. Made a Cockmaster shirt. Nerds. Looks like Hitler.
So Hitler midget in a bikini. Unshaven.
They've done a rap remix of it. I bet every single person in the country is just like, fuck off, South Park.
Well, we figure that it's the parents' problem.
Yeah. I thought it was Celine Dion. Now it'll take you much, much, much longer. Because your kids are fucking damaged already. Swearing rehab. These legs. Yeah.
He just pissed the teachers off, so.
Yeah. How long do you think he's had those things just waiting there to use?
All his teaching career. He had his he traveled in the past, had his grandfather put them there for him.
Okay. Why was the I in shit, like, lowercase? Why is the I lowercase?
Is it?
Yeah, and he's getting these kids to replace fuck with mk. So it's like, I'd like to mk her. It's like, mk off.
Yeah. I like using the Firefly methods of swearing.
Yeah, just go ram.
Rutten.
Did he shit his own hand?
No, he had one of the other classmates do that.
Oh my god, this is where Big Hands came from.
Yeah. Oh, cock blocked.
He's like, oh god, if he lets go, I'm dead.
And he's like, oh! Man. Gregory started out like, oh fuck this shit, I don't want to be here, and he just got so into it. Wow! Even their skulls had the beady eyes and the... Carver's like, fuck it, spills everything. It just gets a stick and starts hitting him.
There's snow right there.
He's more concerned about the stick. Kenny, you bastard! And then the rats are just immediately there. Oh, George Clooney. I can't believe George Clooney was actually in this movie. Oh, dear God.
What the hell are they doing?
Doctor stuff.
It's obviously a parody of ER, where they're just cutting shit up to cut shit up.
Yeah. It's so great George Clooney decided to do this. He is fucked up. It apparently wasn't that hard to begin with. And Terrence and Philip is playing at the... Well, he said two swears in there.
Cartman's mom.
Oh, God!
Bitch.
Into the time stream. He's the new TARDIS.
I freaking love this song.
Yeah. It's great. He's like 10, he still knows what tits are. Like, he knows the tits are awesome. Everyone else is like, oh, fuck that.
Wow, 1,656.
Well, that was just at the time. Look at the ticker going. Fire demons! It's really weird all, like the different animation styles in this episode. I mean, in this movie, I mean. I think this is another just an episode. Hitler! Don't even know who that guy is. Gandhi! John Wayne Gacy? Oh, hey, it's the cover for that new metal bullet band I love. The most racist song in the movie.
Racist against all of the people commentating.
Yeah. TV. Playing Canada. And everyone is just in on it.
Why don't they just become like North Korea?
I don't know. Only 1 minute of that movie has been approved by the MPAA.
Although America would start a war with us over a stupid movie.
Yeah. Fuck you, Copy Shack guy. Those guys. Playing hockey with all their hockey. Now these guys are just going from country, they're going from state to state like it's nobody's business. Guess it's the power of song. Maybe that'll work like Todd Thomas Fan Expo runs around just to talk about Toronto all the time in Toronto. And hits him with the chair! The ref doesn't see it, it's clean! Oh god, Britney Spears. And records. Ooh, Max Lomberg! I miss you so much, Max. Let's see. It's classic, his mustaches. That was one hell of a fart. If you're on HBO, you could. Fuck you, lady. Every single thing, every single soldier just goes. Rrr, 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 rrr. He sold them out for 100?
Well, he is Conan O'Brien.
And he keeps. It's great to keep, like, pronouncing it Conan, like Conan the Barbarian.
And. That's the end of that. No more Conan O'Brien.
Now, why is there a Jolly Roger at the United Nations?
What is that supposed to be?
What, the Jolly Roger?
No, that guy there, talking.
He's the Canadian Prime Minister. That's the one joke. This is the one joke I really hate with these movies. Yeah. Like How I Met Your Mother. They make a joke too, and it's even worse because they think we say a boat.
Sorry, for some reason there I heard nit yeah nit think say boot.
Well, they keep making that about a boat joke on How I Met Your Mother. But with them, instead of us saying a boot, they think we're saying a boat. Why does their facial hair look like? Why do their chest hair look like faces?
Seriously, dude, I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Boom, bitch. Wait, why is that that pencil sharpener is so high up? No one of the kids could reach it.
Beautiful. What is up with the one kid with, like, the huge gouge out of his face?
It's dirt. He's a parody of Pigpen.
Why did you just type it into the internet?
Because this is before the internet. Well, not before the internet. Before the internet was popular. Boom!
There was one or two good actors in that house.
Yeah. And that's what he cares about. You bastards! It's great he has a secretary of offense. And how does she get that job? How?
She did that. That's how she got the job.
It's like, fuck you, buddy. Nixon, bitch. You just had to say it, didn't you? Christ, that hood adds like an extra foot onto his face. Okay, now he's a Cenobite.
And now they're making it seem like Saddam Hussein is Canadian. I do not like this assumption.
it's great how, no, it's great that, like, he's Lord of Darkness, you know, Prince of Evil, everything horrible, and he's still the sub in that relationship. He's still the bottom.
What?
Even Kenny's like, what the fuck? Yeah. What would an Olympic figure skater do? They just drop it immediately. It's your government too, dude. And again! Fucking politics.
Why does he always throw up?
Nervous. He's very nervous. Second greatest song in the movie.
Absolutely.
And all the kids are just like, yeah, this song's awesome. Kamehameha.
I like how everyone actually knows the words.
Yeah, including the harmonies. And Stan's getting in on it. Okay, maybe this is the most racist song in the movie. Blackface. Gets in the jazz groove afterwards. Just gets right down in it.
Well, you started a war over swearing.
Yeah.
It's hard to deny it, you bitch.
And so, involuntary surgery. Yeah, Eric Idle, bitches. What about adults? Adults swear. You know lie detectors are wrong, right?
No, not necessarily. What it picks up is an increase in heart rate, which is what happens when most people lie, because they have that slight moment of panic in hopes that the lie is going to pass through. If someone's just telling the truth, it comes out naturally.
Yeah, and they can also be, and their heart rate can also be sped up by being nervous, being afraid.
Like exactly.
Certain,
so that's
like
why
certain
they,
body motions they can do.
Yeah. So for a basic person, then yes, it would work. But for someone who's knowledgeable on that, then it probably wouldn't work.
On a lighter note, I love how there's a picture accompanying horse fucker.
Yeah. Lucky donkey dick. And so he just kicks him off stage. Just... Unconstitutional. Go to jail. Not much. How far?
What's so bad about swear words? I don't get it.
Yeah, I have no idea either. It's great that we're only attacking the... It's great that the Canadians are only attacking celebrities.
It's all we know about them. Actually, I'm surprised that the Americans know where Toronto is.
Yeah. As far as I know where Canada is. They photoshopped demon teeth onto him.
I think that was the zipper, maybe?
Big Gay Al, it's great that he's a celebrity. This war brought to you by a food company.
So, I see you guys want a War of 1812 Part 2.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette.
Yes, please. Let's burn all memory and traces of her. Thank you.
And shit. You're doing a plenty good job corrupting us anyway. Corrupting them anyway.
By starting war. Killing is better than swearing.
Yeah. It's actually a line later in the movie. No, he wouldn't. He'd go figure skating.
He'd figure skate to save them. He'd start a campaign or something. A fund. We'll skate for freedom.
Yeah. Why do you know that? He saved a bunch of lesbians.
He also unlesbianized them.
He's going to insane lengths to get this girl to like him. We figure skating. Is he like the Chuck Norris of this universe?
Absolutely.
You know, he figure skated so hard he went through time.
His skates are so sharp he sliced a vortex. Yes. Yeah. He can just create a pathway to whatever age he wants to go to.
Yeah. Just sow cows up in a wormhole. Why is there a picture of that? Sunni. Being thorough. That's great. Canadians are the seventh seal.
Yep.
Okay, I know that guy. I know him from somewhere. I don't remember his name. Yeah, he's the bottom in the game relationship, and he's Satan. Oh, God, can you hear the modem sounds?
Oh, I God, that's those. Nostalgia. Yeah.
Alrighty then. Say bullshit.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh God. What, you had to hack to get onto a message board? This hurts my brain. So we hacked into a Canadian server in order to send a message to kids in Denver. Well, no, not Denver. In Colorado. Fucking South Park.
We are all just going to happen to hack onto a Canadian server.
Yeah. Because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I always used my Usenet. I always used, like, Usenet to hack into Denver servers. Dude, you saw it with your own eyes. Why does he have a picture of one of the visitors? No, it's somebody else. This is just foreshadowing the storyline where he absorbs Kenny's soul. Wait, how did Kenny's soul get out of hell? The couch is so out of place. Wait, there's a sun in hell?
Well, really, it's a giant ball of hellfire.
Yeah, it's slightly more fiery than the rest of the sky.
Is this a different shade of fire? Boom! Ah, Satan.
Oh, my God. Really? A musical for Satan?
Yeah.
Now he's a Disney princess.
Yeah. See, it's not that bad. You see, it shows depiction of God. It's so good.
Canada geese.
Yeah. Come on, I love Canada.
So Satan loves the cold. Well, yeah, I guess there's no air conditioning down there.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at him, he's a big guy. He's probably sweating his dick off. It's great that his torture victims are his backup singers. The guy's a fucking trident through his stomach. The SS manhandler. Just sitting there with cosmopolitans and all the gay men.
Satan, you don't have to be that gay, you know.
Please tell me this ends soon.
What's wrong with this? It's great. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, like I meant the music part of it. Oh, God.
What do you have against Satan singing? They don't even care about Satan. It's Saddam Hussein they're scared of. Bacon's always the right answer.
Well, they are supporting Canada.
Yeah. When in doubt, answer Bacon. Mind the moments. Because there's nothing more political than a revolution.
I always find the use of political as a noun to be strange.
Yeah.
Sorry, not noun.
Adjective?
Adjective? Yes.
Like, dude. Well, it's great that only two of them were there for the punch and pie. Be very petty about it. Where'd he get the easel?
He put it there ahead of time. Yesterday.
Fuck you, douchebag. It's always great that he mispronounces... It's always great that these guys mispronounce rendezvous and they've heard it said, like, correctly. Stan's grandpa's there with his fucking kamikaze headband. Fuck you, bro. If you go to the West End, you'll like that. Pass it forward.
His head looks like a piece of candy corn.
Yeah, it does! Just like an American.
Should have went with 95.
This is great, because we... Because, like, just an hour ago, we were just talking about Windows 95 and 98.
Fuck you, Bill Gates.
That's
like Coldstream DLC.
All the black are just like, fuck you, dude. The mole. So great. Cut to start with the pecan.
Sounds like a woman.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like,
Shut your douchey song. Stop bringing douchey songs out of your douchey mouth, douche.
Where'd he get the sword?
He pulled it out of his pants from behind.
That sword's bigger than he is. What's about this? The sword keeps changing sizes.
Exactly.
You're saying that's his penis?
Oh, I said nothing of the like.
Yes, you did. Yeah, round.
Freaking medleys, man.
Yeah. It's probably the most complicated song in the movie.
So those two guards that are standing there, that song's permanently embedded in their brain for life.
Yep. God, Gregory is just seeing the most depressing shit. Like, did you hear me say, like, they may cut your dick in half and feed it to dogs? Oh, Butters, you suck so much. Do you think he actually, like, contracted somebody to write that book for him? Do you think they actually use, like, a real penis model for that? He's giving relationship advice to Satan.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's Jesus!
Wait, Jesus is in the fucking American military about to go fight Canada.
Yes, and he's in his robe, but it's a camo robe. I'm surprised his halo is in camo. Yeah, it sucks real hard that, like, Sheila's, like, on this huge war against Canada, but her own son's Canadian. And it's awesome at harmonica. And the mole. He's probably like 9, but he has years of experience. He's French. He should be able to smoke in front of his mom. Maybe that's one of, like, the grounding things. Like, you're not allowed to smoke anymore. and thus he wins them over again with the power of music. He even sounds Canadian. Pretty talented. Best way to get through to best way to get the heart of a demon? Breakdance. Yeah. Just automatically in love with them again. It must have been hard to animate. Even he's like, oh, god damn it. What does USO stand for?
All I know is it's an organization that provides shows for soldiers.
United States Organization?
Maybe.
Like, I know you could be set in jail or killed. I get it, because he's gay. Why?
Oh, it's so cute.
It's all worth it. It's like, I'm gonna die. Like, I'm probably gonna die tomorrow, but it's okay. I'm gonna see a fucking dog do backflips. Time before YouTube. Oh god, what are those things called? It's been so long since I've used one.
I know. Oh my god.
Call it a Viewmaster.
Remember when you could be grounded? Boom. Wait, what? It's great that all the soldiers are like, yeah, let's do it! But then, like, Terrence and Phil are just like, is she fucking serious? Boom! With a mirror and a piece of rope? He's French.
He's Cartman.
Remember, the first time I saw this movie... I just kept, like, trying to mimic the dying giraffe noise for, like, weeks.
Wah. Oh, wah. Wah. Wah.
One guy with, like, three missing teeth is like... Wah! Woo!
What?
You'll see.
The hell?
You'll see. One guy just they, like, immediately fired upon, because this movie is the entire war is about, like, not swearing.
Yeah, but it's okay if you're a soldier.
I can't even comment on this.
What can you add to this?
I got it, Barbs.
I'm very confused.
You about to get more confused? Penis!
Don't fucking do it! Oh.
Oh, he left the alarm on.
Counterproductive.
Now the guard dogs. Drafts on stage.
Yeah.
Guard dogs! And yippee! They go there, hit the button, and gets immediately sent back down to hell.
No, I think God will let him through just to...
No, he'd find a way through. He'd dig through the access denied screen. He just all of a sudden like pops up between two angels' boobs and just jumps a god with his shovel. Like, take it, you fucking beach! Dude!
His hand just came out of the...
Not very nice with her hat there. It's great they can die laughing. The Canadians! Woo!
Yeah!
Run for your lives.
Biz.
Why do you let go then magnetize to it?
Because the chip in his head, I'm assuming.
You really shouldn't... You really shouldn't put your locks on the same circuit as the electricity. It's great that a one-armed guy with a voice box is the most dangerous person on the battlefield right there. Kind of old chainsaws. He's found the clitoris! Dude, you're like, you're the same age as him, motherfucker. I'm starting to talk like Gregory. Okay. Dark Canadian, okay.
You all deserve to die for fucking with Canada.
Yeah. just tied them to the side of tanks and planes.
Beautiful.
Chef's the only sensible one over the age of 10. So like, yeah, I did this. It's great that he doesn't even realize that Jewish is a religion.
Yeah.
resistance. Wow. They aren't in the way right now.
Well, they... Oh, no, they weren't, actually. Look at that.
And even now, like, they can still get... They can still easily get a clean shot in terms of Philip and not even touch the kids. Scandal! Aww.
I doubt she's that good of a shot. She could easily have had hit a kid.
Just killed two people in front of her son and is still worried about him swearing. So the demons from the bowels of hell.
She says that the fucking N16 and corpses all around her.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2 million years is an odd number. Swing away. It's fucking lightning powers. He ends it with Barbara Streisand as his most powerful attack. Hey, it's that line from Star Trek. I just realized this is an homage to Star Trek.
Why did you get impaled on a rock? Kill him, but he was vulnerable to bullets.
Satan did it.
Yeah, because it's a hell rock. Hmm. You can't kill a hell being with earth bullets. Kill him with hell bullets, then that's an entirely different story.
Ah.
It's great that only those three can understand him. Well, them and Chef. He's found a new friend. And thus is the birth of Mr. Twig. He invites Satan back to Earth. Oh my god!
Disappointing. He just sounds like everybody else.
What did you expect? Were you expecting to have, like, the voice of an angel?
Yes.
Big Al. Notice how more Americans are getting up and waking from the dead than Canadians.
In the ear.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Well, in Family Guy, ear sex is actually a thing. Yeah, like, once you go black, you go deaf. Bitch, you just tried to kill me. Don't touch me.
She didn't try to kill them.
Yeah, she did kill them. Half the crowd, their heads are flapping. And fireworks! And an orca!
Wow!
And Kenny! Finally gotten to heaven. With that apparently jaundiced Asian lady. Wow! Now, rock remix of Brian Boitano.
Well, I don't think I've quite seen anything like that before.
Yep.
It is definitely unique among musicals.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
It could have done without the Satan music part.
Come on, that was a great musical.
Oh, God.
That was a great song.
You know, this just makes me want to watch basketball.
Yes, basketball.
I watched that involves Matt Stone and Trey Parker. It's like, basketball is a fucking amazing movie.
It was so great! It's been so long since I've seen basketball. Next month is sports month.
I'm down for that.
Sick. Wait, three people were the voice of... three people were the voice of Ike.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein was there as himself. Okay, so I think we're done there.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us on this momentous occasion as we start Musical Month. Be sure to come back next week when we will be watching the 2011 Muppets movie.
Hell yeah!
So as always, we got Anything Cast on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on allgames.com. And then we have... I think about when recording this. So we'll have comics on Wednesday and movies on Friday. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, until then, though, I'm Dead.
I'm Bovimon.
And I'm Ninja Kitty, and don't forget to say your swears before you go to bed.
We'll see you guys next time.